Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Do you notice the way I said that? Talk radio to thrive by. No. All right. Welcome to the show today, everyone. I am your host, Dr. Pat Basile, coming to you live Monday through Friday from 10 to noon, week in and week out, in addition to coming to you live here at this incredible station, 1150 AM. You can find us on various other shows. The way to do that is to go to my website, thedrpatshow.com. THEDRPATSHOW.com. Check it out. You'll find out about the lineup, who we've got there this week and what's going on. And more importantly, one of the things that you'll discover is over thousands of shows that are up in the archives. And we've got Keenan in the office right now, and he's getting ready to pop up another 500 shows. So a lot of things going on. We're revamping, going into phase two of the website. We'll take your feedback into consideration. And for many of you, you know I do a show early in the morning. So I was already on air today at 8 o'clock, and we were talking with Dana Myers. 10 simple tips to rev up your sex life, Benny.
Why do I need it?
No, you don't, probably.
I'm actually doing pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
I would imagine.
Yep, I'm doing fine.
Yes, you are. But we had a great show with her. What I want to say is we're going to kick off this week in this hour, opening up the phone lines. We're doing open mic, and I've got my cards here. So here's the deal. As we get ready to move into this week, the question is, what do you want to open up in your own life? You know, we start the week off. Here we go. What do you want to open up to? I've got a bunch of cards here. I can pull an archetype card developed by Carolyn Mace for you, or I can pull an oracle card, or I can pull a goddess guidance card. And goddess guidance cards are for both men and women, by the way. And we can do that, because we've got an awful lot going on. And I want to make another announcement while I do that. And let me just give out the phone number so that you can call in. And we're just going to put you, Benny will hit the hold button, put you on hold, and then we'll bring you right up. So don't be concerned if, you know, no one picks up the phone and says, hello.
Well, I'll still go get their name and where they're calling in from.
He's so
good.
It'll
just be easier for me.
Because so then we can use the fancy little new machine, the screen, the fancy screen.
Go ahead and turn it on there if you want.
How do I do
that? Bottom right-hand corner. You're right.
Oh, am I right?
No.
The other right?
You're right. You're right.
This right? Okay.
You're right. Not my right.
I'm like, which right do we want?
Did you get it?
I was. Okay. I was putting cabinets together this weekend. So, you know, I had this.
Did you put them up the right way?
I did.
Okay,
I
you
did.
Didn't put them up backwards.
It.
Okay, the
Thank
door on
you for
side.
IKEA for that fabulous, you can put it together yourself without any words, just pictures. You know, people say to me,
is that how it's become?
Yeah. People say to me, you know, how do you live your life without words? Can we visualize our lives with just pictures? Well, you can put an entire 58-inch cabinet together without any words. They don't even, you know what I'm saying? The only thing the words that you see are numbers for the size of the screws. The rest are, it's all pictures. There aren't any words. Everything is a diagram. And they've got it so down to a science that, you know, everything comes in the box. Everything is there. You're not missing a screw. There's, you know, there aren't parts that don't fit. They have just.
It's pretty amazing, huh?
It is really. And it's excellence in, I don't know, what do you call it? Furniture making at its finest without making it really. So they've done a great job. So here's what we're going to do. It's got a little open mic day going this morning. We're going to do about a half hour of that to kickstart the week and get things rolling in the right direction. But while we're doing that, I want to tell you who's on this week. So let me give out that number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And I've picked a number in my head of who will receive a deck of the prosperity cards. So there's like this random number, caller number blank, will receive the prosperity cards. So 1-800-930-2819. Let's pull a card for the show today, Mr. B.
So the same, let's go in with the harmonic.
Harmonic cards, mm-hmm. Yes. Harmony.
Same thing.
Yeah. All right, you ready? Woohoo! Yeah, I'm creating my life anew. I'm creating my life anew. So this card is, it is not necessary for your conscious mind to believe the prosperity statements at first. Nonetheless, you are creating change. When you repeat these affirmations with feeling, your subconscious mind, I love that, your subconscious mind picks up the new beliefs and creates a new experience for you. So that's what we're doing. We're going to kick this week off. Let me just tell you while Benny's getting the phones, let me just tell you what we've got going on. Again, we want to announce that a week from today, right at this time spot, a week from today, Carrie O'Connor will be on hosting her own show. And that means that you'll get to check in with Carrie every Monday. Every Monday, you'll get to have a fabulous conversation with Carrie. And so we've got that coming on. So today, Benny and I are kicking the week off, a little open mic, answering your questions. And for those of you that didn't find out, 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to be pulling some cards for you. Then later on today at the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to be bringing in Rebecca Zambito. We're going to be talking about Bay Pellegrini. It's the beautiful pilgrims. Rebecca will be talking about the unique travel opportunity. And we're going to be talking a little bit about how we can create a Dr. Pat trip as well. And one of the things she and I talked about was creating a trip down the road to Italy. And then, you know, we'll talk more about that. And so tomorrow we've got Paul McCormick coming here. He's written a book called Secrets of the Miracle Inside. So he'll be with us for a short version, followed by Mary Jo McCabe, who will be joining us, the psychic and the doc. So we're going to be doing a little bit of work with her. And she's got some fabulous cards on her website as well. We'll talk about those. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll use them today a little bit. And then also followed up by Optimal Nutrition for a Healthy Brain. Jolie Root's going to be joining us. We're going to talk about smart nutrients, how to get the brain vitalistic in many ways. Sue Mackey joins us on Wednesday. We're looking at courageous acts real women make every day. Dr. D will be popping in and giving us some real live, outstanding expert information about nutrition, about naturopathic medicine, and many, many more. We've got so many things coming on here. Kathy Brody comes in on Thursday. Friday, we've got Madeline, her first show, Cosmic Connections, and then Sonia Choquette joining us. I will be here all week long. And then Friday afternoon, after the show, I pop off. Leaving on a jet plane. You know who else is going to Hawaii? Chris Ramos from 92.5 Movin'. And we just connected out there, and we're going to have lunch together in Honolulu. We don't have lunch together here in Seattle, but we are going to have lunch in Honolulu. And I am going to be doing shows while I'm gone, but I have to tell you what we've done. We have lined up some of the best guests we've ever had on this show. And they will be popping in, including Christine Shoreline, Bonnie Bernard, Cher Emmerich from Sage Talk Radio. They're going to do a show. As I said, Carrie O'Connor, Madeline Gerwick. I don't know, Benny. Maybe I don't need to come back.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
I do need to come back. What happened to my screen? You made me turn it on, and then we turned it off.
We got a new computer, and I can't find the link to hook up to that, so we're going to go old school again. I'm going to write everything down.
Oh, I love old school.
Yeah, you know, we got to do it from time to time. So let's start the morning off with Chris from Northgate.
Chris from Northgate. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. I woke up this morning and had to do a whole hour show on talking about sex. Isn't that awful?
Well.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well.
We had a fun time doing that.
Oh, I bet you did.
We did. You know, I just had to get myself in the right mood for it. And that's a whole nother show. But how can we help you today?
I have a major decision, and I was looking for some direction. If you need more information, I can certainly provide that.
Well, you know what I'd like to hear from you? is a little bit more about the decision, and you don't have to tell me the whole thing. I just want to give give me a sense of what area of your life, because it sounded, just from the way you described it, it sounded like it's hard. You're having a hard time with it.
Yeah. My dog.
Yeah.
Should she stay or should she go? She's 14. She's a rescue. In a phrase, she's been rode hard and put up wet. I think she's getting senile, and she appears to have some limping. And I'm a person that believes if it's not going to get any better, don't play with it. I work for hospice, and I've developed that attitude in the last few months. I want to do comfort care, and that's it.
Are you getting any signs that that she is in discomfort? I mean, really discomfort.
She's limping.
Anything else?
Well, yesterday she just kind of stood there like she was in a daze. In the backyard.
Okay, so let's see what we can come up with to help you today.
Thank you.
Wow. First card, you know, that I flipped, and this was, it's really interesting I flipped it because I was going to share this with you anyway. You know, Athena is one of my, let's call it goddess guides. And Athena was the first card I pulled, and it says inner wisdom. You know what to do, trust your inner wisdom. And take appropriate action.
Okay.
And and nobody knows better than you. Not me.
Yeah.
But it's interesting I pulled that card. I want to pull an archetype for you, though, because, you know, part of this is how we go through life, how we decide to do things. You know, one of the things I want to say on both sides of this of this question is this. First off, had you thought that this is absolutely the right thing to do right now, you would have done
it. Not necessarily.
Yeah. You don't, you would have not done it. You know what I'm saying? You're still in this place of deciding. So inner wisdom may be telling you not just yet.
Yes.
But please start to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Not just yet. Not just yet. And not just yet has to do with, you know, making sure that, and I'm sure you do this anyway, is that you spend the quality time and you just be aware. You just be aware. You know, I had a dog for 13 years, and he started to behave like that at around 11 years old. And I just discovered, you know, I figured out that that was him giving me a message. And, you know, my vet basically said, I think he was just high on a little cocaine or something there for that period, because, you know, he spiffed right up and he lived till 13. So you're the one that's going to have to, you know, look at this and see what it is. Okay.
That's okay. Yep. I was getting the answer in my head when I was having my quiet time this morning. Not now.
Yeah, not now. And I think that's what I'm getting. And the archetype is the angel. That's the angel card. And that's the angel archetype is you going through this. And and if you're doing hospice, you're helping those in need with the expectation of no return.
Exactly.
So use that same helping energy for your fabulous companion.
Yes, she definitely is.
Yeah. Not now is what I get to.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Yeah, that's
Thank
what I'm
you
getting.
So much
and
for
you know
your
what?
Time.
She's going to let you know. She's saying, you know what? This is what I just heard. Yeah, I have a limp, but don't you? Do you limp? Do you have a little few aches and pains yourself?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I have a limp.
Okay, that's what I just heard that. I limp, but so do you.
Well,
I don't know. There you go.
I just think you're amazing, period. Not just now, but generally speaking, I love your show. And
thank you
so much for your time.
Thank you. I didn't know that I was all of a sudden going to be talking with animals, but there you go. All right, here we go. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll check in with the rest of you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for listening to the show. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Benny, we need the love boat. We love our listeners. We'll be right back.
do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes in his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life. Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
There is one movie that is not about being famous, rich, powerful, or beautiful. But this movie can help you become rich beyond your wildest dreams. There is one movie that every man, woman, and child should see. See One, the movie, now available on DVD at onetheproject.com. Hi, this is Dr. Pat for One, the movie. Now the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Watch it online and be transformed. onethemovie.com.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit ashitabagreen.com or ashitababeauty.com.
Okay, everyone, listen up. You can do it. You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with zero smoke. That's right, a new product to help you quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing these neat little magnets on either side of your ear. Then science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Sal the stockbroker is using the product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Now, everybody, go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call them at 800-577-9933 and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right. Just pay shipping, and they will send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's the summer. You want to feel good, and you want to quit that nasty habit. That's 800-577-9933, or go to the web at zerosmoke.org.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yeah, that'll wake your shake your booty up right here on the Dr. Pat Show, kicking it out on Monday, making it happen, making it work. We've opened up the phone lines because this is the day that I get to help you. I get to help you kick your week off. Just jumpstart it. Get that Harley going. Where's that Harley sound effect? We don't have one.
Never could find a Harley. We're going to have to do it old school and go get an actual recording of a Harley. Oh, wait, you have one. Have you got it started yet?
I have. You know what? Why don't we email Harley? And say, we need a Harley. I'm going to do that. Email them. But not until I take these calls.
Sounds like a plan. Because we're going to bring on Debbie. She's been waiting very patiently. She's calling in from Granite Falls.
Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Pat.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Granite Falls is so pretty.
It is pretty.
Mm-hmm. It's a really cool place.
Yes, I do like it.
How can I help you today?
Well, I am kind of at a crossroads. Mostly about my career. I've been in the same field for about 7 years, and I'm ready to move on. And I just wondered if you had any guidance for me or suggestions.
Yeah, tell me why you want to move on, but you don't have to go into detail.
I don't feel that I'm following what my heart wants me to do, and I'm not sure that I can go off and do something like that right now, but I just feel kind of emotionally drained.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, I know we're animals, and so your first call was like, wow, you know, I think you told her exactly the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I can't do that anymore. I just kind of need to move on, and there's other things I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. So let's check this out. One of the cards I pulled is kind of interesting. It's I created my life anew. And what this means is that you get to look at your life. And the sense that I get, there is something about, you know, moving on the job, but there's something else in the background. I don't know if it's relationship or something. You would know that.
Mm-hmm.
But this card says that, you know, this is the deal. It's not necessary for, you know, your conscious mind to really believe in what you really want to do. You know what I'm saying? So what we're asking you to do is you can create the change. So the first thing that's coming up with for me is that creating the change before you move off the job is to create the change within while you're on the job, meaning come to this place of happiness while you're on this job and you will get clarity about what your next move is. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because part of this is being caught in this place of not being happy where we are. And the card that I pull, I love this because this is Madame Pele, very powerful goddess, and it is about divine passion. People say to me, why are you going to Hawaii to do some writing? Because for me, I tap into the energy that she has on the islands, and passion is what I need to have when I sit down and finish the book that I'm writing. And so what I'm saying to you is that it's hard for you to get the sense of the next move for yourself if you cannot step in right this moment to the passion of where you are right now.
Hmm.
I know that sounds like, you know, is that really okay? But part of this card is about honesty, and it's being honest with yourself. The question that this card asks you, what is your true heart's desire?
Okay. I've been giving that a lot of thought lately.
Okay. What are the things that make you smile?
Well, you know, I do love the animals, but I like cooking. I like creativity, mm-hmm. Baking. And I am feeling that I need to start working toward my own business, or maybe a business that I run with my husband.
Exactly. The card I pulled is self-reliance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Next, popped right out of the gate. I don't think we've ever pulled this card, Benny. And it is a self-reliance card. So look at that. Meaning, don't jump into it. Look it, plan it, do it. Look,
oh, wow.
Plan, do. Got it? Keep the job. Yep. Look, plan, do. Keep what you've got going on. Bring the passion back into what you're doing right now, because you do not,
yes.
Trust me on this, because I've been there. You do not want to start your new business from a place of lack. You want to start it
right.
From a place of passion.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're on your way.
Very helpful.
You're on your way. Thank you. Say hi to Granite Falls for me.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
thank you
too. Bye-bye. I'm ready for another.
We're good.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah. Give out the number. We could probably sneak one on before the next break.
They have to call like right now
mm-hmm.
because we've got a guest coming on. I think.
Just waiting patiently.
1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We can take one more call and we'll make it happen. And actually, you know, let's do it. Let's make it happen. What else do I need to do?
I'm just giving you some doo-doo-doos, some
1-800-930-2819.
Elevator music.
Are you ready to kickstart your week? Are you ready to make it the best week of your life? Are you ready? 1-800-930-2819, and we will help you with it. All right, Benny, let's do it.
And we'll just take him live in the studio. Hi, you're live on the Dr. Pat Show. Who is this?
Hey, it's Jay calling.
Hey, Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Jay, you want to kickstart your week?
Hey, sure, why not?
All right, you got a question? Let's see if I can zoom in on your question.
Okay, you know what? I'm going through some judgment issues.
Some what?
I'd like to know judgment issues.
Yeah, I. You know what? I totally just picked that up.
You know, and it's like, okay, where did that come from? And I want to know more about it so I can actually free myself from the judgment issues.
I could tell you. I could tell you. It's from coming from the place where you don't believe you're prosperous in all areas of your life. Did I guess that right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and so we need to just get you to a place of expecting a miracle. and really looking at your life as miraculous. Because the judgment comes from a place where we don't think that, A, we don't have what we want, and B, more importantly, we'll never get it. Or that I've been trying everything in the book, and why don't I have it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so all of that is part of letting go of the judgment that you haven't done what you're supposed to do, and recognizing that everything you've done in your life has led you to this very moment, without question.
Okay.
Okay. So what's the, tell me what the number one judgment you have right now. What's the number one thing?
Right now, it's like other people's opinions right now.
Yeah. Wow. I'm telling you.
We're on.
Yeah. They are going to be your greatest teachers. The people that have come up in my life and have given me some of the worst days in my life because of judgment, and it continues to happen, by the way. They say that the more popular you get, the more stuff comes your way. And I look at that and say, as John DeMartini would say, you get the good stuff, and then you get the other stuff. And the bottom line to this is it's all good. So the place I want you to move right now is to know that all the stuff coming your way is good. And I don't want you to take anything other people say personally.
That's a big one.
That's the most important thing that I'm saying. That's the most important. I pulled a couple cards for you, and one of them is really looking at blessed change. A major life change brings you great blessings. What you're in front of right now is you're in front of this thing that is called judgment. Other people's comments about who you are, maybe, what you're doing or what you're not doing. I guess that's a sense it's more about what you're not doing. And so what I want you to think about is nothing but gratitude. You have got to skip right up to this place of knowing that you are absolutely grateful for every aspect of your being, including those things that people say to you. And when they say them to you, what I want you to do is immediately praise and raise that person. That doesn't mean you believe them, Jay. You get what I'm saying?
So how would you do that?
I praise Benny. I raise Benny in the name of whatever, love, prosperity, whatever it is. Let's just say it's Benny for a minute. I praise Benny and I raise Benny.
But you say that out. You say that out loud or internally?
If you can say it out loud, I would do it. If you're in a public place, you say it to yourself. It also works to write it down.
Okay.
And if you can do it three times, do it three times. You will see that if you do that three times, you will wash away the energy of whatever that person is. Because you see what you're doing? You are giving love back. Peace Pilgrim said it better than anyone else. In the face of a serial killer that, you know, was driving, picked her up and was driving her in her travels across the country. She came from a place of love in the face of this individual saying to her, I'm going to kill you. You got into my vehicle and I am going to kill you. She never moved away from love. And in fact, never did. He never did kill her.
That's amazing. Amazing the powerfulness of that, eh?
It's very powerful. You going to give it a try, Jay?
Yes.
All right. Well, I want to hear back from you on that. I use it all the time. We'll do it together.
We will, and I'll do that with my friends and...
Absolutely.
And do that, you know,
Jay, you got to do it with your friends. I tell you, I have a best friend, had her for like over 30 years, and I do it with her, and she does it with me, and that's why we're still friends.
Well...
Thank you, Jay. That. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Okay, one last card for you. The Trickster. That's the card, the archetype. Don't be fooled by what other people say.
That's interesting because you know what? We went out to a field to watch the meteor shower last night.
Yeah.
But it was cloudy.
Yeah. Yet,
but there was coyotes.
There you go.
Trickster.
That's it. You pay attention to the Trickster. Lots of information, but don't take it personally. All right, we're going to take a short break. Jay, again, all of the callers today, loving it. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. We've got a special segment for you.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main. Health tip brought to you by Essential Water. Being properly hydrated will improve physical performance. A drop of 3% in body water causes a 10% drop in muscle strength and an 8% drop in speed. When you're not properly hydrating, you're inviting lactic acid into your muscles, which results in sore, stiff muscles. It also extends the recovery time between workouts. Essentia Water is specifically developed to have smaller water clusters, which means Essentia gets into your system faster to hydrate you faster. Keep your body hydrated and you will perform better. Essentia Water produces many benefits with its high 9.5 pH alkalinity, its super hydrating properties, and its concentration of pure essential electrolytes. Remember the name, Essentia, like essential without the L. It's the ultimate drinking water. Ask for it. For more information, visit EssentiaWater.com.
For 30 years, Carlson Laboratories has been committed to providing only the finest 100% natural source, 100% potency vitamin E. From the start, Carlson has worked closely with doctors Evan and Wilford Shute, pioneers in using vitamin E clinically and founders of the Shute Institute in Canada. The Shute Institute knows the importance of recommending only the highest quality vitamin E to their patients. Carlson is the world's leader in natural source vitamin E products. Look to Carlson for the most complete line of vitamin E products, including soft gels, capsules, and tablets, providing vitamin E in a variety of dosages from 30 to 1200 international units. Plus, Carlson's creams, ointments, lip care, spray, soaps, and shampoo provide vitamin E for personal care. Look for Carlson Vitamin E at finer health food stores across the country.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
All right, everyone. That was fabulous. What a great way to start the week off. I love it. Thank you to all of the callers that called in. I so appreciate who you are. And you know what? I have to start my day every day, actually, not just on Monday. But today I had to do a little bit extra little spiritual thing today to get this week started, because we are really reaching out. We are living our live streams. We're taking our passions out into the world. And when we do that, we've got some stuff that may come up. And I want to say to you that the reason we do this show is so you don't have to take that journey alone. My guest right now, Lucy Vodders, knows a lot about having a passion, having a dream. And at the same time, you know, when you decide that you're going to start your own business, when you decide that you've got a mission, that you decide that you understand and love what you truly love, you get to take action. Because it's more than sitting on a pillow or sitting on a couch and thinking, I love to do this, I love to do that, and never really do it. And so she's here with us today to talk about the Homeo Community School and what it is and what homeopathy means to us in this day and age of breakthrough healing. And so I asked her to come back because we did a segment with her last week. But in the meantime, we wanted to talk about how the school works, what the vision is around that beyond the power of homeopathy. Lucy, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Hey, Dr. Pat, thank you so much for having me back. I'm delighted to talk about homeopathy anytime, all the time.
I know. You know, we got so caught up in the conversation about, you know, the latest trends in healing and homeopathy. And, you know, we're also doing some work with Tim Ticehurst, and it's refreshing to be having this conversation. But, you know, I wanted to talk more about the school, because now you're opening up the doors for other people to come in to not only learn about homeopathy, but then to actually become practitioners.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, our vision has really two parts. Our mission has two parts. We're not only dedicated to the education of professional homeopaths, people who can go out there and practice, but also we're really dedicated to grassroots empowerment of people to take charge of their own and their family's health care through homeopathic education. I mean, after all, you know, the right to take care of our own bodies, the right to health care is really a right that we all should have, but most of us don't have the tools for taking care of health care problems, and homeopathy offers this wonderful method for self-care and for care of one's family.
You know, we don't have the tools. You know what? We do not have the information either.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
This is what I'm discovering, Lucy. I mean, I don't claim to be the expert in your field or any of the other fields, professions that come on a show. But I can tell you I'm genuinely interested. And I find that the work that you do and what you help people learn how to do is changing and creating such a wave in this country to create a shift in healthcare, the way we look at it, the way we talk about it. And we're seeing doctors on the conventional side stepping up and saying to themselves, you know what, maybe I should find out a little bit more about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of the real beauties of homeopathy, as I spoke about on your Friday show, is that homeopathy is a system of giving minimum doses. It's a minimalist medicine for our times that have been maxed out on maximalist everything. And so I think it's important to go back to the very simple, energetic, minimalist roots where healing can lie.
And that's the thing that we have to get to the place where we understand. You know, less is more. And I, you know, I was introduced to some of the approaches, and I remember the first time, I'm trying to remember now this in detail, but I remember the first time that, you know, my doc said to me, why don't you try this? And it was a little tube, if I'm describing this right.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little tube, and she said, you want to take one or two of these and put them under your tongue. And I looked, I opened up the little tube, and it was, I can't even describe the size. It was so small in my mind. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
I frequently
small.
Will get phone calls from new patients who they say, wait a minute, the instructions say to take one dose. Is that all that I need, one dose? And that's right, because that's what sets healing in motion within us.
And that's what you're teaching in the school. This is what people learn.
That's right. That's right. We're training in all the foundations of how to think and practice homeopathy.
After the show that I did with you, I have a friend who is is trained in the ancient traditions from the Amazon. And he called me and he said, you know, I just want to tell you that, you know, when I talk to you about my herbal remedies and some of the things that I do, I want you to understand, and I talked to you about this before, and you made such a great point. He didn't remember your name. He said you made such a great point about healing with little as opposed to what we're doing today. He said when we grind up an herb, and, you know, I don't want to go into the details of it. He said we grind it up, we dilute it with water, and we put one drop in a cup of what you would say an 8-ounce glass of water. And he said, those are the traditions that are ancient to get the body moving. And I thought, I need to share that with Lucy, because
yeah,
he was listening to this, and it is in such contrast to what we've learned. There are people right now on this planet that are taking 8 to 10, I'm not going to mention the name, ibuprofen pills a day.
That's right. And even in natural medicine, there are many people who are taking so many different products. It's kind of a marketplace of natural medicine. And I think that it can be much simpler and really come down to the foundation of energy that we all are. I mean, really, our bodies are just our coagulated feelings and spirit. It's just the body and the physical symptoms are more visible, and that's what the homeopath works with. But really, the homeopath is looking at the tip of the iceberg to get a picture of the whole iceberg that's underneath the water and to treat the whole person. And I would like to talk a little bit about the school now, if that's all right, because I know we don't have very much time.
Sure.
So I just want to mention what our mission is and what options we have for people. We have options both for licensed professionals, people who are already licensed in medicine and naturopathy and acupuncture, nurse practitioners, PAs, and so forth, as well as unlicensed people. And we have a special track for unlicensed people to train them in how to practice safely so that they can make timely and appropriate referrals when necessary to the right person. But they will be trained in how to think like homeopaths so that they can treat their own families as well as their own healthcare problems. And if they decide that they want to go on to become professionals, then we will counsel and advise them as far as what their options are. So we have 176-hour foundation year in the first year. That starts on September 7th. We have 3-day weekends once a month so people can keep their day job and still train to become homeopaths. And if people do decide they want to go the whole route to become a professional homeopath, then they can do the full 3-year program. We also have a 1-year post-grad program in very advanced techniques from India, which would be appropriate for our comprehensive program graduates or for any naturopathic graduates or other people who are very experienced in homeopathy who are out there. And we also offer courses for people who just kind of want to taste it, want to get their toe wet in treating your family and yourself for first care and acute problems with a homeopathic self-care kit and a little training, which is what we can offer them. But I strongly encourage your listeners to think about the foundation year. You know, we're a Washington licensed vocational school. And so really this, one of the things that means that translates into for the consumer is it really does protect the consumer. If you come to the program and you decide it's not for you, you are protected. If you decide to drop out, then, you get, a substantial refund of your tuition. So part of our being state licensed really is, to protect the consumer. And I also, part of the reason this program exists is to protect the consumer, because I really think that the kind of relationship we enter into with our healthcare providers is a very sacred trust, and the patient is making him or herself very vulnerable in entering into that very sacred relationship. And I think it's important that the people we enter into that relationship with as patients are people who are competent and well-trained and who truly know their stuff. And so this is part of the reason why I've created this program, is to have a truly systematic training program that then leads people to certification, national certification in homeopathy, so that the consumer can be assured that they are well trained.
Well, there's lots of information on the website as well. And let's give out the website for people.
Because
the location, the curriculum is on here. The applications are on here. Q&A is on here. Faculty members, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah, sure. So the name of the school is the Homeopathic Community School. We're based in Seattle, and the website address is www.homeocommunityschool.com, or you can call me at 425-672-4485. And keep in mind that our first classes are starting in 3 weeks, so if you have even the remotest interest, give me a call and we'll talk some more.
All right, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be wrapping this up with Lucy, making sure you have information about the school and how you can kickstart that aspect of your life as well. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned, everyone.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com. Haven't found the time to study the mysteries of the universe? We understand. And in fact, that's why so many busy people choose to use the distance learning option from the College of Metaphysical Studies. There's no classes to attend, no traffic to fight, and no weather or parking issues either. You can earn a metaphysical, spiritual, or esoteric degree at your own pace in the comfort of your own home. Visit us at cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
Can changing what you think really change your life? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story, her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com.
Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Then don't miss the insights, inspiration, and life-changing perspective of Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis from the Center for Spiritual Living. In her monthly show, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World, the last Tuesday of every month on the Dr. Pat Show, with practical spiritual principles and insights from the world's greatest spiritual traditions, visit spiritualliving.org for more information.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I rhyme slower, sometimes I rhyme quick. I'm sweeter and thicker than a Chico stick. Here's an ice cream cone, honey, take a lick. I'll go to Bay Plaza and catch a flick.
Welcome back, everyone. Lucy Avaders here with us today. We're talking about the homeopathic community school. Lucy, a couple of clarifications, if you don't mind. I know you have to run. If you could talk about the difference between licensure and certification.
Sure. Licensure is determined on a state-by-state basis, the license to practice various healing professions. And basically, many of the people who come to the homeopathic community school will be coming with licenses already as MDs, as naturopaths, as physician assistants, as nurse practitioners, as acupuncturists, but also a number of our students are coming without licenses. And so some people might ask, well, what can they do when they graduate? Well, the first thing I really encouraging all of our graduates to do is to get certified. And certification in homeopathy is a national process, as it is in medicine. So you sit for a very extensive exam, board exam, after you have submitted an application. Now, our program does qualify you to sit for certification exam. And certification is a way of guaranteeing the public that that people are qualified in a particular field. And so our program grants neither certification nor licensure, because I personally believe that there needs to be a standard of practice, and so there is a national certification exam. And I do encourage, as I say, people to get certified. And when people ask me, you know, is this a good homeopath? Is that a good homeopath? I say, well, are they certified? Because that's a very easy way to find out if they have been well-trained or not. And then licensure is something different. And in Washington State, we currently do not have licensure for homeopaths. I'm hoping that after graduating a couple of classes from the homeopathic community school, that we will have a critical mass of professionals, of well-trained professionals, who lobby to change legislation so that we will have either registry, as they have throughout Great Britain for homeopaths, and or licensure for homeopaths, so that the professional has protection. I personally, although I'm a supporter of health freedom, I really do not believe that a professional who is helping people should be prosecuted unless there has been demonstrated harm done. I do believe that there need to be standards, and that's why our program is really geared towards certification. And hopefully in the longer term, there will be professional licensure for homeopaths in Washington State. Once there is, then our students can qualify for state workforce retraining funding to pay their tuition.
Well, this is exciting. What you've created is an incredible opportunity for so many people, Lucy. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Yeah, it's been an honor to be here.
Yeah, and getting the word out. I mean, so many of our listeners are asking for different approaches, different modalities, different ways to change their careers. And I think you've given them an option here.
I sure hope so. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us today. You know, Benny, we've got some great stuff coming up here in the next hour, don't you think?
We certainly do. That's why we bring it to you.
That's what
we're here for.
That's what we're bringing it to you. Feel better now, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
From what? Oh, earlier? We're fine.
We're doing good, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, we're a great show. We've got the folks from Bay Pellegrini joining us here in a few minutes. So want to make sure that you know that we're going to be talking about a couple of very interesting things. We got a special giveaway for everybody. Very special giveaway for folks. And as I said before, we've got a powerhouse lineup for you. And a week from today, guess who's going to be sitting in this spot? Maybe if not sitting in the spot, they're going to be in this spot. They're going to be here. They're going to be right here, and that is Kiri O'Connor. She'll be coming to you live, full hour, doing her show. I hope you've gotten the phone number down, which is the 800 number, which will apply in any event. And so she's going to be joining us. We just got a lot planned, don't you think?
Yep.
I know.
Sorry, I'm scrambling. I got stuff to do at the top of the hour.
I said pushing all the button. And
I know, and I'm organizing my paperwork.
Did you do the traffic and the weather yet?
I did the traffic. The weather stayed the same because, well, look at it. It's beautiful. Exactly. No, the traffic stuff, that's always changing. And, you know, again, folks, you'll hear it here in the next couple of minutes. So, looking pretty good.
That's it, exactly. We're getting ready for our next hour. And I want to thank all the listeners for calling in and sharing what's going on. You believe it or not, when you do that, you are such an inspiration for so many people. And people that are out there maybe don't have the courage to call in, maybe are a little stuck and see what you're able to do. And that's why we open up those phone lines, so that we make sure that we're passing the word on, that we're letting people know about what's going on here. And we're making sure that we help you continue to grow in the best possible way you can in your lives. I know that for me along the way, I've had some folks that, you know, have put a hand up and said, come on, I'll help you along the way. Take that next step. And it's meant so much to me. And I want to make sure that I give that back to each and every one of you. As I said before, I am going to be taking off on Friday, and I'll be gone for a couple of weeks. And what that means is I'll still be on air from here at different points in time, so I'm not completely gone. But we are providing you with some incredible special guest hosts filling in. And I'll be announcing that as the week goes on. So I want to hope every single one of you appreciate that and honor the folks that are going to be joining here, sitting in for me, and have some fun with them. It should be a really fun time for all. I think Bonnie is actually going to be coming in the studio to sit across from you, Benny.
Ooh, always a pleasure with her.
I know. It'll be fun. That'll be great. So, everyone, hold on. We've got our next show coming up for you. We're bringing on the folks from Bay Pellegrini. We're going to be talking about that, what it means to take a look at your life, visit beautiful places, exceptional journeys, and transcendent experiences. So, stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.